Is this going to be the last Christmas in your home? Are you selling it next year? Home selling can be stressful, but you don't have to do it alone. When your house is staged and looks move-in ready, buyers will flock to your open house to make an offer so you can move into your next house. Let me share how we can work together to make this process easy on you. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome again to another Creative Home Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And if this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Kasha, and I'm a home stager with Blue Diamond Staging and Design. And most of my personal home sales and moves were during the fall winter season and not during the normal spring real estate market when homes traditionally go on the market, right? So you may be thinking, well, I'm not ready to move until the springtime and we'll move, you know, get things ready then. That's perfectly fine. I've moved 10 times in 25 years, so I know a thing or two about getting a house ready to sell. Plus, I've helped so many other homeowners get their houses ready too. Now, I want you to enjoy this time of year in your home before you put it on the market. Next year, I will have a series of podcast episodes to help you get your home ready for sale with budgets, tips, and more. So stay tuned. In the meantime, I want you to consider a few things as you gather all your information to get your house ready. So number one, consider talking to a home stager early to see what you need to work on. Get as much time as you can before you really need to buckle down. Now, right now may not be the best time for you personally. You're just swamped with Christmas parties and getting kids ready for, you know, Christmas plays, concerts, all that fun stuff. Then you're getting ready to head out of town. I get it. That is perfectly fine. But after the new year, it might be a good time to get thinking, meet with somebody, talk about what you need to do. Because if you're thinking, well, we're going to be moving like maybe at the end of the school year, like May, June, you want to have as much time as you can to get things ready. Because you know how it goes, right? You're like, oh, I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. And then it comes closer and closer and you realize, oh my gosh, I have like a month or two left. Wow. Okay. So go early, talk to the stay home stager early to see what you need to work on. Okay. That's really what, you know, one of the best things that you can do is get a plan started. Know that you, hey, in January, once all the Christmas decorations come down, I know I need to work on this first and then this next. Okay. Number two, our advice is meant to help you and not offend you. Okay. Your decorating style is your own, but when it comes time to selling your home, it has to look a bit different, okay? It's going to feel different. It's going to look different, but that's okay. It's only temporary, right? There may be less things on the floor or on the counters, or you're kind of going, ugh, I have to put away all this stuff. You might as well just get used to putting away things, okay? Because then when it comes later on down the road, you may realize that, you know what, I don't even, when I put it away, I don't even use it anymore. Do I even really need it? You know, so you may have conversations with, you know, the kids when you start putting away their toys and they realize I don't miss it, or maybe they do really miss it. And that's maybe the one toy you probably need to pull back out of the box. You know what I mean? And go, okay, they didn't miss it. They don't care for it. You know how that goes, right? And especially during Christmas time now, if they are getting a bunch of toys and they have a whole bunch of toys that they've outgrown, now is also the time to maybe donate the old ones that they're really not playing with. I know what we've had in our home is a rule, sort of, kind of a thought process, more of, hey, you got all these neat new toys. Maybe now that, you know, you're getting your loot, not having as much room for everything, right? So you probably realize, well, what can I get rid of? Maybe someone else will love this stuffed animal or these railroad tracks or basketball or whatever it is. You know, if you don't use it, then now might be a good time to donate some things because you're not going to be moving with it. Why take up the space when you're not going to need it or use it or play with it, right? So that's a good thing to think about right now. I know it'll be before Christmas time when you listen to this. So start thinking ahead that way, okay? So again, the advice is not meant to hurt your feelings or offend your decorating style. It's just things are going to be put away. Things are going to be moved around. Things are going to we're going to be lots of decluttering. A lot of the time it's decluttering. And even looking myself right now, even my office going, ugh, if I had to stage my office right now, yeah, there'd be a lot of things I'd be hiding in cabinets. Seriously, a lot of paperwork on the desk, a lot of things that could be put up nicer. Things are kind of just propped up here and there on the floor. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, just think about that. If you had to pick a room right now and you had to pick it up and clean it and stage it and move it and get it ready for pictures, like think about if you had like your favorite artist or somebody coming over and you're like, ooh, I need to clean up and pick this up. What would you do? What would be moved, right? Yeah, you got to make a great first impression. So that's what we're trying to do. Pardon the interruption. One quick thing. If you are moving soon and you're listening to this podcast because you want to get tips on how to get your house sold faster and may need something to help you stay organized before, during, and after the move, check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It has 14 spreadsheets in Google Sheets that you can edit and print. I have checklists to remind you to pick up records, what to do with utilities, household items, pre-packing, packing the car, and so much more. Plus, I even have checklists to move a small business with you and all those ankle biter tasks you need to do for your small business, and checklists for an international move. So check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It's on my Etsy shop. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this is not just for military moves. Anyone can benefit from these moving checklists to stay organized. Like I said, I'll leave the link in the show notes. So I touched about, you know, about advice not offending you, right? The next thing we talked a little bit about in that was, you know, deciding what you really want to move with you. And you'll have to make the decision sooner or later, so you might as well get started, right? So if you're not taking that lawnmower, or maybe it's a riding lawnmower, and you don't need it at the next house because you're not going to have that big of a yard, sell it. Like I mentioned, if kids have outgrown some of the toys, donate them or sell them. The toys, not the kids. You know, it's to get you started, okay? So as you start thinking and touching things, you know, maybe there's some appliances that you really didn't use. When we moved internationally to Germany from North Carolina, I knew that the small appliances I could not take with me because they're not 110 power. It's 220 over there. So I couldn't take anything. And I know there's converters, but man, they suck up so much power and it's just not even worth it. That big, huge battery thing. Yeah, forget it. No. So what I did was that I ended up just picking five small appliances that we really used. Now I did miss my big KitchenAid mixer. I did for sure. I left that behind. But I got a little hand mixer and I just did with that when I was in Germany for the 3 years there. So there may be certain things, like I remember coming back going, ooh, I really don't need that little pie maker thing that I had, or this other, appliance that you're like, yeah, no. Again, think about what is that you really need to take with you that you've hidden, stored away in the cupboards or the pantry that you need to, you know, get away with and put away, right? So to get you started, I do offer a free home staging starter kit that you can download with many other tips, okay? So you can download it for free. I'll put the link in the show notes below. It's the home staging starter kit to get you thinking and get you moving and get you going in that right direction because you are putting your house up for sale in the springtime, okay? Another tip I have for you is that I also have a playlist of home staging do's and don'ts. And I actually created it to coincide with an advent calendar with 24 episodes for you to listen to, okay? And that is my, like I said, the home staging do's and don'ts in there, and I'll put the link in the show notes for that as well. And it's a lot of, if you've staged things before, I've heard about it, and you know it needs to get done, this is a great place to start. I also have a different one with pre-staging playlist episodes of what is home staging. If you're new to home staging, aren't sure it's really for you,
there's a lot of good episodes in there as well, and I'll put that in the show notes. Okay, so that's something that you may want to listen to. Each of those episodes are about 10, 15 minutes long. They're not very long at all, but they give you some great ideas as to what mistakes you can avoid, 4 smells to avoid in the home, 5 things you shouldn't have in your living room, those kinds of things, okay? So go take a look in those home staging do's and don'ts in those playlists, and that's a great resource for you guys to take a listen, okay? Or if you don't want to go that route and you really just want to work with me specifically in a 2-hour consultation where I show you where to focus your efforts for maximum impact, you can check out my website, Blue Diamond Staging and Design. Okay. In there, you can take a look under, I believe it's Work With Me or something. Hold on. Let me just type it in right now because I'm not remembering my website page right now. Services. If you go under the services tab, you'll find me there. Okay. And you'll find the 2-hour consultation. I do things online. If I'm not in North Carolina, anywhere near you, I can do an online, consultation, no problem. Right. Or maybe you don't want the full 2-hour consultation, but you just need help with one room. Okay. I offer staging advice for one room. If you're like stuck with one, you know, I can give you advice on furniture layout, colors, accessories, and how to put it all together, all for one room. I call it the staging snapshot. But if we meet in person, I can do all the furniture moving for you. Okay. So lots of different ways for me to help you get your house ready, give you an idea of what should be done, where to focus your efforts on, because you're thinking, well, do I really need to clean out my garage or should I spend time in the living room? Spend time on the living room. Yes, please. The garage, while yes, important, not as important as the living room, because that one is where people spend time, family time, hanging out. Okay. So yeah. So like I said, since we're close to the holidays and a lot of us are traveling, including me, I will not have another podcast episode until after the new year. So I wanted to get you thinking about, hey, I need help with one room. Hey, I just need to give me some advice and tips on what I can do to get started. Lots of different ways that we can work together. You can download my free staging starter kit. You can check out my website or download my moving checklists, okay? That'll help you stay organized during the move, because moving can be rough. And like I mentioned, that's something that you may want to look into, because if you haven't moved in a while, there's some things you got to consider. So I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year, and I will talk to you guys in the new year. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.